Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Expectations are sky high once again in Athens, Georgia. And these are three big questions the Georgia Bulldogs need to answer this spring. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Phillips of SEC Unfiltered. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that bell icon as well so you get notifications of when we go live and when we drop new video content, which is each and every single day. Also, guys, check out the podcast, which drops daily on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find us on X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. And, of course, guys, check out our website, secunfiltered.com, to stay up to date with the latest from us. The Georgia Bulldogs return to the practice field after a, quote-unquote, disappointing 2023 season. Certainly any season in which Georgia does not win the national championship at this point is a disappointment, but 13-1 overall. But the Dogs have their sights set on not just a 12-team college football playoff appearance, but a championship as well, looking to make it 3 in the last 4 years. Ahead of that, though, this spring, an important one for Kirby Smart's team. These are three big questions that Georgia needs to get answered this spring. And guys, the first one is this. What is life like in Athens after Brock Bowers? And who steps up as the go-to guy? Also, I want to add to not just Brock Bowers, but Ladd McConkey as well, right? Two playmakers, two go-to guys, two big-time players in big-time moments. But guys, like I look at last year's Auburn game, right? Where Georgia was on the ropes in Jordan-Hare. We all know how crazy that place is and how tough it is to win there. And who stepped up late in that game for Georgia? None other than Brock Bowers, right? It's not just about replacing the productivity from a number standpoint and a stat standpoint. I'm not sure there's anybody on any roster anywhere that will ever do what Brock Bowers did. Guys, I think you could argue he's the greatest tight end in college football history. What I more so think about this, though, who's going to be that go-to guy for Georgia, right? Because there's going to come a time. It's the SEC, right? And Georgia's got to go to Alabama. They got to play Texas. Like, they're going to be in some tight games this year, for sure. They got to take on Ole Miss. There's going to be some games. It's not just going to be a cakewalk. Nobody's going to attack Georgia's schedule and say how easy it is. There's going to be moments in the 2024 season where Carson Beck's going to drop back. And who's going to be that guy that he's going to feel comfortable going to that's going to make that big play? Brock Bowers, guys, made some plays in that Auburn game that if you're Auburn, you just have to shake your head and say, that's just Brock Bowers being Brock Bowers. Like, you can have the best coverage. You can have the best scheme. You can have the best player on the guy. But you know what? Sometimes their guy is just better than your guy. Who is that guy now for the Georgia Bulldogs? There's a lot of guys, I think, on that roster that are going to put up stats. There's a lot of guys on that roster that can be all SEC caliber players, but who is that guy in crunch time, third and long, fourth and long, Georgia's trailing by three in the fourth quarter, they're on the road in a hostile environment. Who is that dude that steps up, makes that big play? Because again, we saw Brock Bowers time and time and time again be that dude. We saw Ladd McConkey make big play after big play after big play. The good news for Georgia is this: there's a ton of options. But
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
These next couple weeks in spring ball, figuring out who that dude is. Does someone emerge? Is it going to be more so a by committee approach? Or is there a guy that steps up and solidifies himself as the leader of the offensive attack and really a true leader on the offensive side of the football that Georgia can depend on when the going gets tough? This guy is going to get going. Guys, my second big question is this. Switching sides of the football to the defensive side. Who steps up at the cornerback position opposite of Dalen Everett, right? Georgia lost a couple guys in the secondary. Of course, when you got a defense as good as Georgia, you're as talented as they are, you're going to lose some guys. That cornerback spot opposite of Dalen Everett. And again, this is another position where they've got plenty of options. Georgia recruited this position really well. I would expect a number of guys to step up. You know you're solid in the back end with Malachi Starks. You know you missed on Caleb Downs, though. No big deal. Malachi Starks manning that secondary. But who steps up at that other corner spot, I think, going to be really interesting for the Dogs. As, again, they begin new life on defense with some new pieces, right? There's going to be some fresh faces out there on the outside. Again, there's plenty of talent there, but it's just about who secures that cornerback one or that cornerback two role. Who are going to be those starting guys out there on the edge? Again, a pivotal position. You could argue the most difficult position to play on a football field when you talk about the athletes you're going up against on a week-in, week-out basis. in the SEC. So, you know, you have Dalen Everett, but who is that other corner, the opposite side? Going to be really interesting to follow. And, of course, in the spring game, guys, I think we'll get a great look as that those guys go at it in the G-Day game. Guys, before we go any further, I want to tell you about our friends over at MyBookie. SEC basketball tournament going on right now. We got March Madness starting up next week. Guys, if you're still on the hunt for a sports book to call home, bet the nonstop action of March Madness with our friends over at MyBookie. Guys, enter bracket contest for a chance to take home prizes up to $25,000 or pick from a huge selection of straight bets, props, and odds boost. Guys, whatever your style, MyBookie makes it easy to play your way and get paid. Guys, sign up right now at MyBookie.ag. That's MyBookie.ag. And take advantage of our generous welcome offer to score a massive first deposit bonus of up to $1,000. Guys, all you have to do is claim promo code SECU. So again, that's MyBookie.ag, promo code SECU. Guys, the fun doesn't stop there, though. Get up-to-the-minute odds, free bets, and expert predictions to help you decide who to put your money on. The best part about MyBookie, guys, you can bet anything, anytime, and from anywhere. So use promo code SECU to secure your limited-time welcome bonus today over at MyBookie.ag. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SECU. Guys, my third and final big question for the Georgia Bulldogs that they need to get answered this spring is this. Can Jared Wilson be the anchor at the center position that departed Zedrick Van Pran was, right? You're only as good as your offensive line in the SEC. And anytime you're replacing your starting center, guys, especially when it's a veteran like Van Pran was, anytime you're replacing your center, that's a storyline because that is basically the quarterback of your offensive line. They're the one making the checks. They're the one making the calls. They're the one making the adjustments. They are truly the leader. Guys, if you don't have a good center, you probably don't have a good offensive line, right? So Jared Wilson slides in. Cedric Van Pran no longer there. I mean, listen, Georgia's got talent on talent on talent, but anytime you're replacing that position, how does it all gel? How does it all mesh? That is what spring ball is for, is getting your best five together, figuring out who goes where, who does what well, who doesn't do what such well, what have you. Jared Wilson stepping up and being that anchor at the center position that Cedric Van Pran was the last couple of years, a really, really big storyline for Georgia. And I know something that's top priority for Kirby Smart, that offensive coaching staff, that coaching staff as a whole, to get figured out. So, again, guys, my three big questions that the Georgia Bulldogs need to get answered this spring. Number one, what is life like after Brock Bowers and who steps up as the go-to guy? Number two, who steps up at the cornerback spot opposite of Dalen Everett? And number three, can Jared Wilson be the anchor at the center position that departed Zedrick Van Pran was?